It's amazingly pleasing, and it's all down to the players. You know, you can say what you like in the dressing room, and you can do things on the training ground. But for the lads to put in a display like that, you know, they should be very, very proud of the performance today.
What kind of a display was it? Talk us through it. What did it take to get the win?
It's an outstanding display, you know. And we said before we needed to be tight as units, compact between the lines, and making sure we had two banks of four and as wide men tucked in without a possession. In possession, be a bit more expansive, play down the sides, playing behind for Sam Winnell and create chances. And I think somebody just told me there we've had 18 shots at goal, 12 on target and 13 corners. So to come away at Portsmouth and do that is a fantastic achievement.
Well, yeah, I mean, I look at my notepad, it's very rare in recent games where I've written that many chances for you in a game, and it's paid off. Talk us through the goals. Talk us through what it's taken to get those goals today.
Well, we know what... you know, David Sayers is about, you know, that's why we brought him to the club. You know, he's fantastic at being Johnny on the spot as a midfield player, running off the back of people, a bit Brian Robson type, you know, and he's done that today. You know, terrific goals, he's just pulled off his man for the corner. I think the flick on actually come off one of their players, but he's there to tap him from 2 yards. And his second goal again, you could see him anticipating the strike at goal on his front foot. Again, gets another tap in between the sticks. Terrific play.
What are you thinking when they go 1-0 up?
Stay in the game. You know, we spoke before the game about managing the game and about managing periods in the game. We knew we were coming away to Portsmouth. We knew for a fact that there'd be periods in the game where they got on top. And I think it was just managing those periods, making sure we got through those periods still intact. Don't get me wrong, it was terrific to score, you know, 5-6 minutes after them to put us back in the game. But saying that, I was trying to make sure that we was nice and solid. And, you know, the worst scenario is that we're coming at half-time 1-0 down.
Mm. At that point, were you ruining Sam Winnell's chance early on in the game?
Yeah, I think you always do, you know. But the pleasing thing about the strikers today is they've got chances, they've had chances. You know, I think, personally, I think you ask Gazy, if you're going on the football pitch and you're not getting chances, then you start worrying. If you're going on the pitch as a striker and you're creating chances, OK, you're missing a few chances, but if you keep getting in the right positions, you keep getting the right areas of the football pitch and the ball in there, eventually it'll keep coming, you'll score goals. So I'm just pleased with the front two today. Thought they absolutely worked so hard for the team, because at the end of the day, you have to defend from the front. You know, and the two lads up top were different class. You look at Dion Burton, 37-year-old, he's put an unbelievable shift in today, and so has Sam Winnell. So obviously the other nine aren't done too bad either. So it's been a terrific all-round team display.
What does it mean to you, this win?
It's not about me. I said that.
I understand it's not, but you know, you're the one taking charge of the team. You've been asked to accept the challenge. It must have some personal meaning to you, doesn't it?
No, I'm just pleased for the football club. You know, it's my job is to try and win football matches for the football club. Now I've been asked to do a job for the next two games. I'll do that. That's my remit. Obviously, I'm delighted. Of course, I'm delighted. But again, it's not about me, and it's never about one individual. It's always about the group, and that's how it remains. The group's so important. You know yourself, if the group don't perform, if one cog lets you down, then it doesn't work. So today, every man, you know, from, you say 1 to 11, but every man, including the lads on the bench, have played their part in the dressing room before, delighted with the players who's performed out there after. So, you know, it's a squad game. And again, Tuesday, I'll have to look at Tuesday now and look at tired bodies. We've got a long journey back, and, you know, I might need to freshen it up. I don't know whether I will at the moment, but that's... what I've got to think about over the weekend.
I know this is a tough one for you to answer because of your friendship, your relationship with Brian, but people will ask and say, where has that performance been in the last few games, in the last few weeks?
All I can answer is the fact that on today's showing, all I can do is, as I've done, is look forward. I cannot affect anything that's happened this week, last week, the week before. All I can focus on from Wednesday, when I got the remit from the chairman, is what we do moving forward. And the response from the players to the circumstances has been amazing.
As far as the job, will you be applying for it? Will you be putting your name in for it?
No. I think all I have to do is, you know, put the group out there and make sure we're organised, we're disciplined. Hopefully we play attractive football